Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney,
but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had. It's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans are business owners or thinking about starting a business, so we want to ask our panel a killer question, and the question is, what's the one bold move you made that felt risky at the time, but turned out to be the turning point for your business? Tommy, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
And so tell us about the one bold move that you made that felt risky at the time.
Well, it actually has to do with right where we are right now, New York City. I grew up right across the river in Guttenberg, New Jersey, and everything over there was in the embroidery business. So when I had my children, I went and got into the embroidery business. And I was actually driving a truck over here in the Garment Center in New York City.
Oh.
And I created my entertainment business in between. And it got to the point where I had to make a decision. And I made the decision to go out and do my own business. And so that was one of the biggest things I ever did.
Traffic worse today than it was when you were driving that truck?
Seems a little tight. I always say you don't drive in New York City. You just move along whenever you can.
So true. Bobby Amashio, welcome to the show.
Tell us
about the risk that you took. The bold move that felt risky at the time.
So I'd actually go to two which fall in the same story, because I think that they're both really relevant for most business owners and how they're looking at the world before they get into the business. So after I left Wall Street to get involved in my family business, I spent about 9 years with my dad and aunts and uncles, and we grew the business from 20 locations to 40 locations. It was Dunkin' Donuts. We were franchising. We had Sonic Drive-Ins. We had Rita's Ices. And I got to the point where I had my second child and I realized, you know, this is always going to be dad's business. I came in. It was the one thing that I promised myself I would never do. The circumstances in which I came in under was both of my parents had open heart surgery within 18 months of one another. So being a big family guy, I'd say almost part obligation. And it was a really good run. But toward the end, I had a long conversation with my wife. And the big, bold move was leaving the family business to go back into finance and follow my passion. And then when I got back into finance, I got in finance on the advisory side. I started to get my designations and my licenses, cutting my teeth. And I got to the point where I didn't like the traditional big bank model where it was all about the volume. It was all about the numbers. So I said, I'm going to go and I'm going to open up my own shop. And we are going to be fee only. We're going to give really good advice. There will be no conflict of interest. So I left and again started from zero and had to, you know, obviously.
So it's two bold moves.
Two bold moves in the same story.
I mean, that's great, though. I mean, leaving the predictability and stability of a family business and going out on your own, it takes a lot of courage. Josh, welcome to the show. Tell us about your bold, risky move.
Yeah. Great to be here, first of all. The biggest bold move I'd say I had to take was, it was like right around the time I had my third child. I looked at my wife and I said, look, we have a very comfortable life. I have a great job. I want something more than this. I'm going to open my own business. And what ended up happening is I ended up leaving my previous employer. I had 3 months of savings with 3 kids, which some people might say is insane. But we decided to do it and then have since, you know, really scaled this company into probably one of the most helpful and incredible places that people can access, you know, healthcare in the United States today. So I would say that like a bold move is just, you know, you can't be afraid to take that first giant leap into entrepreneurship, because without that first step, you're never going to go anywhere.
That's great. Yeah. Well, and congratulations for taking that move. It's obviously paid off. Elizabeth.
Well, I do have to say these guys. Well, first, one thing I like is they said they had their kids. So it's not like my wife had our kids. No, they're like 50% partners. I love that about these guys. But it's hard to do when you have kids to do a bold move like that. But it's also something you have to do because you're never safe in corporate. You want to control your own destiny. But for me, I think our bold move was remodeling the podcast studio and spending a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and money trying to make it into a really nice high-end space with good tech equipment, and then hope, like, build it and they will come, we hoped. So that was the move. But it is paying off. I mean, Tommy's recorded in the studio, and I do have other clients recording, so.
Yeah, I mean, the common theme in all of these is that somebody's leaving a safe spot and venturing out into some place that's more risky, more difficult. And it seems like starting the business is the boldest move. I mean, that was certainly the case for me. I worked as a corporate intellectual property lawyer for years, and I could have found another job with another corporation. But I was very unhappy with that life. And Elizabeth was like, oh, you should start your own practice. And I thought she was nuts. But in the end, it really turned out it's been 20 years, right? And I look back at it and I say, God, did we really do that?
You know, 2026 is the 20-year anniversary of Gearhart Law.
Yeah, so
2026 is our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, yay! We should have a big party together.
We'll have a party.
There we go.
That's always my answer to anything like that. Let's party.
I'm totally on board.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.